This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Casey Morell. The president of the Missouri Rodeo Cowboy Association has resigned after getting flack about a state fair event that mocked President Barack Obama. An attorney for Boonville School Superintendent Mark Ficken said Tuesday that his client resigned from the Rodeo Association to protest its response to the Saturday incident. Ficken was the rodeo announcer in question. Attorney Albert Watkins, though, says it was a rodeo clown wearing a microphone, not Ficken, who riled the crowd up as a bull chased a man wearing an Obama mask. The act was widely criticized by Missouri officials as being disrespectful of Obama. A retired Missouri investment executive who has given millions of dollars to campaigns has filed a lawsuit challenging a proposed ballot measure that seeks to establish campaign contribution limits. According to a Kansas City Star report today, Rex Sinkfield argues in his lawsuit that contribution limits would infringe upon constitutional rights to free speech and free association. The suit contends the proposed limits are so low they inhibit effective advocacy, particularly as political campaigns become more costly. The ballot measure is sponsored by the Missouri Roundtable for Life and could go on the 2014 ballot if enough signatures are gathered from registered voters. The measure would cap donations at $2,600 for candidates for statewide office or the legislature. Missouri military leaders gathered in Columbia today to discuss the current and future landscape of the armed forces in the state as the federal government plans a 10% cut to defense spending due to sequestration. The context of the meeting was to discuss how to prepare for the possibility of base realignment and closure, or BRAC. Representative Vicki Hartzler, the host of the forum, said there isn't a real threat of BRAC in the immediate future. But Mike Dunbar, with the Missouri Military Preparedness and Enhancement Commission, said there is another threat.
There are going to be what we call mission creep, where basically we lose a few here or a few there and a few there. Before you know it, there's already been a BRAC without a BRAC.
One of the main messages from panelists was that different stakeholders in the state, including separate military bases, must work together toward creating a military-friendly environment in the state. The Missouri Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to a law that raised the state's licensing fees on animal shelters. The court noted the suit, which was filed by the Humane Society of the United States and two other animal shelters, challenged the procedure by which a 2010 licensing law was passed, but lawmakers had already changed the law in question in 2011. The 2010 law made animal shelters subject to licensing fees already charged by dog breeders. The 2011 law raised Missouri's maximum licensing fee from $500 to $2,500 for commercial breeders, kennels, and animal shelters. For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morell.